13. My brother the chameleon. Hide! I yell. Where? Jonah asks. Behind a tree? There are no trees. My eyes land on the blue fence. There! I grab my blue brother, hide behind him, and pull both of us against the fence. Stay still. Pretend you're the fence. Blend in. Don't even breathe. But my sweatshirt is yellow! Take it off! He takes it off and shoves it behind him. Luckily, he's wearing blue jeans. Pick up Prince, I order as I try to hide behind my brother's scrawny little blue body. Jonah does as he's told. Prince, I whisper into my dog's floppy ear. If you stay quiet, I will let you eat an entire jar of peanut butter when we get home. No, 5 entire jars. Prince wriggles in Jonah's arms, but he hides his pink tongue inside his mouth. We freeze. Frau Gothel dismounts from the horse. This is the first time I've gotten a full look at her. Her hair is a dull green, like the color of weeds. She wears it in a high ponytail. Talk about having a bad hair day. She's holding a brown paper bag stuffed with... I have no idea. Where could that girl be? Frau mutters aloud, looking angry. Basil, we'll search again in a few hours. I need to eat some lunch and feed the other animals and see what I can do with all this hair. Oh, the bag is filled with Rapunzel's hair. But what could she do with it? Is she going to make a potion with it? Frau Gothel disappears inside the house. Jonah, Prince, and I don't move a muscle until we hear the door close. For the first time, I'm glad Jonah is blue. Otherwise, we would have been caught for sure. I heave an uneasy sigh of relief and toss Jonah his hoodie. Let's go. Where? Home? He asks hopefully. Not yet, I say. We have to talk some sense into Rapunzel. We have to go back to the tower. How do we get there? He asks. Rapunzel took our ride. We walk. At least we won't get carriage sick. So we walk. Jonah and I drag our heels, and even Prince mopes along. We get stared at by people passing by in carriages or on horseback. Of course we do. My brother and our dog are blue. You look like a smurf, I tell Jonah. I know, he sighs. I should have listened to you. I shouldn't have said you weren't my mom. I guess you are in charge when we're here. Kind of. S-O-R-Y? S-O-R-R-Y, I tell him. I'm sorry you're blue, but I forgive you. You're exonerated. E-X-O-N-A. Never mind. I have no idea how to spell that. I sigh too. I am a bad speller. You are not a bad speller, Abby. You're going to have to get over not winning. It's not that easy. Some things are hard for a little brother to understand. Let's just walk. After a long while, we arrive at the tower. We peer up at the window, and I can make out Rapunzel just inside, her back to us. Of course, there's no hair to hang out the window now. Rapunzel! I yell up. Rapunzel, come down through the trap door. I'm sorry it didn't work out with your parents, but you can't stay here. We'll go back to the palace. We'll meet Pickles. No response. I can see you in the window, I holler. She turns around quickly and closes the shutters. Now, where is that secret door? All I see is beige stone. Stay right here, I tell Jonah and Prince. Holler if you see Frau. I don't know about Prince, but at least now I know Jonah will listen to me. It takes me 10 minutes, but I eventually find the hidden door by running my fingers along the side of the tower until I hit a crack. Then I drag my fingernails along the crack and tug. I also get a bunch of thorn scratches on my hands in the process. Good thing I'm wearing long sleeves. Ouch. When I finally pull open the secret door, I climb up the winding stairs. The trap door is locked tight. I knock. Rapunzel! Let me in! I holler.
Go away!
She says. Come on, Rapunzel! Please unlock the door!
No! I'm never leaving again! I'm safe in here!
I sigh. I don't want to leave Jonah and Prince alone for too long outside, so I make my way back outside the tower. My brother is studying his blue hands. The puppy is chasing his blue tail.
We're not going anywhere, Rapunzel, I call up. We want you to come out.
She opens the shutters.
I am never leaving again. I hate it outside.
Rapunzel, come on. The witch is probably really mad at you. She could do something awful. Magical awful. With her herbs. You have to get out of there.
What are we supposed to do? Jonah mutters.
I don't know, I admit. We need to coax her out. What would get you to come out?
Oh, Rapunzel! Jonah calls up. If you come out, you can have French fries and ketchup.
We don't have French fries and ketchup, I tell him.
No kidding. If we did, I would have eaten them. You asked me what would get me out, and that's what would. I don't think onions and bananas are going to work.
Jonah, we really have to get her out before Frau comes back, I say worriedly. Things are not looking good. Not only is Rapunzel not cooperating, but Jonah and Prince are still blue, and I have no idea what time it is in Smithville or how we will get back. Jonah jumps on the balls of his feet.
I know! Instead of trying to bribe Rapunzel with fun stuff, we should annoy her until she comes out.
How?
He clears his throat. I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves, everybody's nerves, everybody's nerves. I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves, and this is how it goes. I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves.
I join in. What choice do I have? We sing, and sing some more.
I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves.
A book flies by my head and lands with a thud beside me.
You guys are driving me crazy! Rapunzel yells.
It's working! Jonah says gleefully. Keep going! Louder!
Ba-dum, ba-dum. I think I hear something. Jonah keeps singing.
I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves. Everybody's...
Jonah, shush. Listen.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Somebody's coming,
Jonah says, his blue face paling.
Do you think it's Frown?
Who else could it be? I answer. We have to take cover. I grab Prince, and we all duck behind the closest tree.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
I peek out in fear. There's a horse approaching. But wait, Basil is brown. This horse is white. It's not the wannabe witch. There's a young man on the horse. He's wearing glittery robes, and he's staring in shock at the tower. Who could it be?